and a number of limited cases where there's a public nuisance. This is where spreading out onto the public road was affecting local schools. Now, the council has now taken the decision that they will, again, in limited cases, they will intercede and begin officially emptying the tanks. And I would hope that this would progress, that perhaps we would get involved in the running of the plant by way of paying the ESD, because obviously it's going to be a lot cheaper to pay the pump at £30 a month than have these plants emptied maybe once, twice or three times a month.
The argument is going to be made that this is still effectively putting a band-aid on a gaping wound that needs surgery, and that surgery is going to be some form of government intervention that can resolve all the estates around Donegal and elsewhere.
Absolutely. To be clear about it, there's an SVC, a Water Environment Specific Policy Committee, which is headed up by, obviously, the Director, Joe Peoples. It's going to come up now next month, and we are going to define a policy on this. What is happening now is the criteria will be it leaves private property, like a private estate, it goes onto a public road, then it becomes a public nuisance, and it's Donegal County Council, the Director, the Chemist, and the Environmental Health Officers that are work for the Council. It then becomes a problem for them, and they have to deal with this.